Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you here on this chilly Saturday. I want you to go get a cup of coffee and then turn the heat up and join us for the hour because we've got all kinds of great information for you. And we're going to have a lot of fun, too. I've got Tracy from Niche Magazine. Tracy Drake, how are you?
I'm great, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. And Tracy, if you don't know her, she's been on the show a lot talking about fashion, but she also is the big kahuna at Niche Magazine. And it is a wonderful magazine full of fashion and lifestyle. And some of her regulars are going to be on the show today. Mary Zilba from Vancouver Housewives, the Real Housewives of Vancouver. Also, she has her makeup line, and she's a singer and a mom and all kinds of stuff. Colin and Justin, of course, everybody knows the dynamic duo, the Scottish guys, who are designers and have their own product line. They're going to talk about some holiday decor. Also, baking. Tracy, you said you love baking.
Love to bake, and it's a family tradition for us. Cookies, specifically shortbread.
Shortbread. Mm-hmm. And that's great because King Arthur Flour Cookie Companion is out. And we have on the telephone Susan Reed, who's a master baker. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's great to have you here. This book is amazing. Tracy's eyes lit up when she saw it. And we do have a giveaway later, so stay tuned. There's all kinds of cookie recipes in here and all different ways to do like a sugar cookie or a chocolate chip cookie. Everybody has their own specific, family traditions maybe. Why do people love cookies so much?
I think they're the first thing that almost everyone learns how to bake. When you're a kid, a warm cookie coming out of the oven is this kind of love in your hand right there. So.
That's very true. And, I'm the one that buys that roll and you just cut them, but
The ultimate comfort food, I think, as well, and reminds you of home. It's just one of those things that easy to make, quick to make. You can involve the whole family and, obviously you can sit and eat the whole pan.
That's true. And Susan, what is your background?
I was an English major, ran away from home, ended up writing television commercials and then going to culinary school. So
wow. everybody has a book in them.
This is about my fourth career, yeah.
Yeah, if you take the time to really ask someone about themselves, there's so much more there.
Usually.
And are you happy in this line of work? Is this what you were meant to do?
I think so, because everything that I've done up to this point really helps me do what I do now. I teach on the road. I taught at a culinary school for years. I was a chef in restaurants for years. And, everything that I did before helps me do this.
Now, cookies and baking in general, maybe that's why some people aren't as keen on it, because when you cook a dinner, you can, add a bit of this and that. When you bake, it's a science. You have to be very exact about your measuring, don't you?
There are certain guidelines. It's sort of like learning how to drive. Once you learn how to drive, you can drive your car anywhere you want it to go. But there are certain rules of the road that you have to understand. Otherwise, there's going to be bad results for everybody.
That's true. I've got a 17-year-old who's taking his test in a few weeks. So we want to know how to bake properly and drive properly. What are your favorite cookies this time of year?
Well, right now, I just came to the phone from having several batches in the oven. I'm working on some Linzer cookies, which I fill with seedless raspberry jam, and then I frost for decoration.
I think I just saw those in the, but what are those kind of cookies?
They're like a sandwich cookie, but it's got jam in the middle instead of like a cream filling.
Tracy, you're looking over the book here. What's appealing to you?
Well, I'm fixated on butter pecan shortbread. It had me at butterscotch and toasted pecans, and shortbread is a big favorite in my house, so I think I might give that one a whirl tomorrow when we're putting up our tree.
And I guess that's just it, isn't it, Susan, that the shortbread is not just the butter and you can jazz it up with different things.
We have an entire chapter on shortbread. This book is kind of divided into, the heart of the book is really eight different categories of cookies like chocolate chip, sugar, oatmeal, molasses. Shortbread is one of them. And those chapters really take those types of cookies and explore them in great depth. So the shortbread chapter has obviously a classic shortbread, but then lots of variations on the theme.
And if people haven't made a shortbread cookie before, I've always done that with the kids. That was one thing we did, and then we made them for Santa. Tell people a basic shortbread recipe that they could start making and that would be an easy cookie to start with.
Oh, it's just really butter, sugar, flour. The first shortbread recipe I ever made was just those three ingredients. And since we use unsalted butter in our test kitchen, our recipe is 8 ounces of butter, a teaspoon of salt, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, and then 2 1/3 cups of flour with a little bit of vanilla if you want to get exciting.
And what about rolling them out? Because, you know, the butter gets kind of warm, and if you want to make different shapes, it has to go back in the fridge for a while, and then mm-hmm. you bring it back out?
Yeah, that's one of the things I tell people if they're going to do something as a rollout cookie. Once you have your dough made and it's relatively soft, the best thing you can do for yourself is put the raw dough on a cookie sheet, on sheets of wax paper or parchment paper, and roll it out flat before you chill it, because once you do that, it'll chill much faster, and then it's already close to the shape that you need it when you want to work with it.
That's a great idea, because it goes into a big, you know, kind of goes everywhere once you roll it up. That's a great idea. And I guess also to flour your cookie cutters, would that be a tip?
Yes, dipping that in flour first will save you a lot of trouble.
Okay. What else are you seeing there, Tracy?
Well, some of the photography is really sensational, so it just makes my mouth water. But I was attracted to that section where it talks about fondant and just how to make icing, and there's how-to photography or little sketches, and I think that's great for people that are just starting out, you know, new moms that want to bake with their kids. I think that's a great way. It takes the intimidation factor out of it for sure.
Yep, we have a whole section also on how to make your own gingerbread house. So there's a recipe for construction gingerbread, and then the template in there that you can use to cut pieces out mm-hmm. if you wanted to.
And you know what's neat, Susan? You know, Tracy's talking about fondant and stuff, and there's people that are going to do the big things, and there's people that are going to do the simpler ones, like myself. There's lots for everybody there. But the basics you need are what to get started? What kind of pans and what kind of equipment you need to bake?
Well, the first things you need are a bowl and a spoon, and then you need some measuring tools, some wet and dry measuring cups, and then more than one set of measuring spoons. Most people don't realize that, like, you do your teaspoon of vanilla, and then you need a teaspoon of something dry, and then you have a big mess. An extra set of measuring spoons is a very small luxury, but it makes a big difference in the kitchen. And
very
the third thing that really you need are light-colored baking pans to work with that are flat. I know I've gone into other people's kitchens and I ask them for a baking sheet, and they pull out this thing that is black and uphill and downhill. And
doesn't everybody have that?
I have one of those.
It's almost like good luck or something.
You spend all this time and money on ingredients, and anything you bake on that is going to be burned on the bottom, no matter what.
Do you like the Silpad?
Depends on what it is. Most of the time, we work with just aluminum baking sheets that have sheets of parchment paper on them. And you don't have to wash the pans, and you can reuse the parchment over and over. So we're really kind of big fans of using parchment paper.
Yeah, that's good for a lot of things, isn't it, really, parchment paper?
And once you have it in the house, you will never go back.
Tell me a little bit about the flour company, King Arthur Flour. What is the background?
We're an interesting story. We are America's oldest flour company. The company was founded in 1790 when George Washington was president of the United States.
Wow.
On the Long Wharf in Boston. And we were in Massachusetts for almost 200 years. And then we were run by six generations of the same family. And when their own kids weren't interested in taking over the company in 1996, they sold it to us, to the employees. So we're 100% employee-owned. And we've been a national brand in the United States now for about 8 or 9, 10 years.
Wow. And what a great time to come out with this cookbook, too, for Christmas.
Oh, it is really a nice time.
What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
Well, the book itself was a finalist for one of the American Cookbook Associations when it first came out. And when it got reissued for its 10th birthday, and it became obvious that what we really needed to do on its reissue was to add a gluten-free chapter. So
that's great.
What I spent last spring on.
When we come back after the break, let's talk about gluten-free, because that's a whole other area that a lot of people are really interested in. Back in a few minutes with Susan.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Active Bobcat and Trucking would like to thank their customers and friends for a great year and wish everyone the best of the season. Have a joyful holiday from Dave and Deb at Active Bobcat and Trucking, Victoria.
This is Terry Moore. If you have difficulty getting around or walking a city block without taking a rest, don't miss our next Talk to the Experts on CFAX 1070. You'll hear how people with an impairment that affects walking and overall mobility can get thousands of dollars in refunds from the government. Darren Earn of Grants International, the refund experts, will tell you all about it. To see if you qualify now, call toll-free 1-888-999-2221. Then join me for Talk to the Experts today, 3 to 4 on CFAX 1070.
Visit Pacific Fireplace to convert that old open wood fireplace to an efficient wood insert by Enviro. With their exclusive lifetime limited warranty, locally made Enviro wood inserts will keep you toasty warm for years to come. See the full line at Pacific Fireplace, 2189 Keating Crossroad.
Looking for an alternative heating source? Take a look at the Enviro line of efficient wood stoves and inserts with their exclusive lifetime limited warranty. These locally made units are sure to warm up your life for years to come. See the full line at Pacific Fireplace, 2189 Keating Crossroad.
For more than 20 years, First Response Glass has been repairing and replacing auto glass, windows, and more. And now they're proud to support their community. Right now until December 13th, for every auto windshield they install, $25 will be donated to CFAX Santas Anonymous. Whether it's auto glass, commercial glass, with their 24-hour emergency service, or their outstanding residential service, First Response Glass is ready to serve you. Located on Glanford Avenue and on Van Isle Way in Langford, hassle-free. First Response Glass. Fixes it.
We are back. Susan, oh, you love that music. Thank you, TJ. We have Susan Reed here, who has got the cookbook, the King Arthur Flour Cookbook Companion, the Essential Cookie Cookbook, and also have Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine. And Tracy, you made a good point during the break. Tell us what you saw on here, what this company does.
Well, I was having a look at this awesome book and sort of took notice of the fact that the company offers these national baking class tours that, you know, bring accessible baking instruction to people, and they do it free of charge nationwide. I think that's, there's something to be said for that. It's wonderful.
Because you've loved that with your kids. You were saying you've
Absolutely.
Already got the stool ready for your two-year-old grandson.
Yes.
And forget about the mess. That's part of the fun.
Well, the mess is part of the fun, and I do have a stool in my kitchen for my two-year-old grandson, and it's a big part of the family bonding experience. Holidays aren't the same without baking.
And Susan, I read also that you go out to schools and teach kids how to cook. I think that's wonderful, because that's the most, money and cooking and all these things we should learn in school about how to live.
Yeah, I mean, it's a skill that you'll be able to use pretty much for the rest of your life, and hopefully you'll pass it down. I mean, in the last 30, 40 years, a lot of families had two parents working, and we worry that, that tradition of passing things down to the next generation, we really want to work hard to keep that alive.
Absolutely. We're talking about gluten-free. Before we do that, we do have one of these books to give away. It's a wonderful book and make a great gift for so many people, because I know cooking, like Tracy's family, cookies and baking at Christmas or all year is really part of the family tradition. You can call us 250-386-1161. We'll take the third caller, and you can come down and get that great book for your family. We're talking about gluten-free, and so many people now have gluten intolerances or celiac disease. They have a flour out now, and I've heard there's different variations of this flour and how it tastes. And how is your flour, and how is it different?
Well, we spent 3 years developing it in the test kitchen and trying on different combinations of alternative ingredients. When you take wheat flour out of baking recipes, you're really kind of taking out the backbone of what holds everything together. Okay. So in order to recreate things that work structurally, you have to come up with a combination of starches and often a little bit of xanthan gum to mimic the behavior of what the flour is doing. So we have a recipe on our website at kingarthurflour.com for a brown rice flour blend that you can make from scratch. And in grocery stores in the States, we have our gluten-free flour blend that we make ourselves that's available on grocery store shelves.
And how is that different when it bakes? And is there a difference in consistency?
Really a whole different animal, because the way that you're used to treating baked goods based on wheat flour, you're taught not to overwork the dough, and you're taught not to, to work with it in certain ways. And when you don't have the protein of gluten in the flour, things are a little bit different. You need to usually beat doughs and batters a little bit more vigorously so that you're hydrating all the starches, so that's what holds everything together. There's a lot to it. And you usually bake gluten-free stuff to slightly higher temperature because you want to make sure the starches are set.
So you have a chapter on that, so that's going to be helpful for a lot of people, because that's a huge thing to miss out on if you do have
sure the gluten-free biscotti would be a good one, just based on the density of the product would probably lend itself really well to be a gluten-free product.
Yeah, and when we decided to put in the chapter, you know, we didn't really want to, we couldn't quite, you know, make a comprehensive gluten-free book out of the thing, but we did want to have a collection of recipes that sort of touched all the bases of all those basic cookies. So there's a gluten-free brownie, there's a gluten-free chocolate chip, there's gluten-free peanut butter and oatmeal, just all the basic kinds of cookies that people are probably missing.
I made biscotti once, and I sent it to my brother-in-law in Detroit, and it was I think he thought it was a joke, because it wasn't really popular then. It was like, oh, great, a pound of coffee and dried-up cookies. But that's why I have issues about baking. It's been great talking to you today, and I think these are some great recipes. And who's our winner, TJ?
Our winner today was Judy. She sounded pretty excited. I think she's going to be doing a bunch of holiday baking now.
Judy, well, congratulations. That's wonderful. And Susan, I hope you have a really happy holiday, and thank you for sharing some time with us talking about America and Canada's favorite thing, cookies.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Great. I just got to get this line on here. There we go. Now, Tracy, this is someone you know well, Mary Zilba, who
I
is,
do.
Of course, a beautiful lady. We met when she was at your niche ball, which was at the Empress last year, which was fabulous. And, you know, Mary is a not only beautiful lady, she's a TV actress, a mom first and foremost, TV, a singer. She's got her new record.
She's got a beauty line, and beauty she's line. A recording artist. She's a pretty much go-to all-around lady.
How are you, Mary Zilba?
I am very well.
Morning,
how are
Mary.
You?
We are
Good
doing
morning.
Great.
Well,
Tracy,
excellent. It's very cold out right now.
It is very
for
cold.
Sure.
And Tracy just told me that your song went number one in the UK.
It did. It's my song Hero that was written about my son, and we actually had it on our show at one point, showing me, you know, singing it and writing it and video as well. So it was quite a surprise when I woke up one morning and they said, your song's number one in the UK.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised, because I remember that episode and I shed a few tears. It's really, your voice is beautiful and the message and about your son is beautiful. So
thank you so much.
I think that's wonderful. Now, talking about the show, because people who are tuning in really do want to hear a little bit about that. And I know meeting you at the Niche Ball that, you know, you're just a beautiful lady and kind and sweet. Are those people that mean, though, that you are on that show with?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. For
You're welcome.
And I'm very humbled. You know, they are exactly what you see.
Wow.
And that is the question I get most from everyone is it staged? Is it real? And most people just think no one can actually act that poorly, that it would be staged. But in fact, I am here to tell you it's absolutely 100% real.
How do you keep your grace about you around people like that?
You know, it's funny, until you're up against that situation, which I never really had been, one doesn't know how they're going to react. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, I think it's all about really knowing who you are and being comfortable with who you are. And I certainly was, I'm a mother, as you said, first and foremost. And to me, I would never sacrifice for any television show my integrity or my character, and for that matter, I would never want to embarrass my children. So, you know, I just decided I was going to be who I am. I'm not going to play into the antics. I'm not going to sacrifice who I am for a TV show. And so it's funny how I didn't, and I just kind of stayed silent most of the time, and how that actually worked to my benefit. So it wasn't planned. It just came natural to me. So.
Less is more. And I wanted to ask about your kids, because I know your son at the time at the Niche Ball was going to New York. How is he doing?
He is doing so well. He's now on the other side of the planet, and he's now not in New York. He's in Santa Barbara.
Wow.
So he finished his internship with President Clinton, and then he now is down in Santa Barbara at school.
And your other two are almost out of school?
I've got my middle son is graduated, and he's going to a local college here. And my youngest son is still in grade 10.
Wow. Two more years. Well, good for you.
I know.
Tracy, now we're going to talk about some beauty things. And one of the notes you'd made was about the nude lip. And I see, you know, you've got a lighter lip. Mary, the nude lip, why is that the new red?
You know, I think things just are cyclical, and things go through cycles, and we did the red lip. It was so prominent in the last couple of years, particularly last year, and I think things just change, you know, that they go through different stages, and I think I've always been a big fan of the nude lip. I have never really found it easy to put red on. Even though some women look so amazing in it, it's been difficult for me. I always felt like my lips showed too much or something. Like I prefer the nude, more of a natural look. So I'm kind of happy that is the trend this year.
But Tracy, don't you find too, with people that get used to a certain thing, whether it's a hairdo or the big bright lips, it's hard for them to tone it down because they think that's their look?
It absolutely is. I think you run into people in your everyday life that still have their hair from 1985. And it's hard to let go, but you know, we're headed towards a new year. Change is always a good thing. And for those people, and there are many that have read Mary's column in our holiday issue,
yes,
she talks about turning 50 and all of the things that she could teach or tell you about her 50 years. And it is such a heartwarming and honest article that I think it translates to all ages
and all levels of beauty from the inside out.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and
thank you, Tracy.
Oh, you're welcome. And she one of the things she talks about is skincare and just sort of natural beauty.
And where can we
if I can jump in here,
yeah.
When Tracy and I discussed what the latest column was going to be about, we had sat down and I had approached her and I said, you know, I'm turning 50 and I never was one to talk about my age. And so we kind of had a giggle about it. And I said, you know, I'm kind of ready to just like put it on the line and say, yes, it's true. I've come out now. I'm turning 50 and there's so many things that I've learned that I thought, why not do it in the magazine? Why not just be open and be supportive of other women who are in their, you know, midlife and talk about how wonderful it can be and what I've learned in the past 50 years. And one of those things I've learned is to embrace who you are. And embrace your age. We're always trying to hide it. We're always trying to look younger. And I'm not saying that we all shouldn't take good care of our skin and want to preserve our bodies. But at the same time, I mean, we have to kind of say it like it is.
And I think also, Mary, is one thing that you didn't note in there is that if we're blessed enough to get to 50, we shouldn't be cringing all the time about it. We are lucky to be here on this planet if we make it to 50 because so many didn't make it to that age.
So true. That is so true.
Yeah, and just celebrate it.
Absolutely. And Niche Magazine, before we get to the break, where can we get Niche Magazine?
So 100 and now almost 200 locations province-wide.
Wow.
And then, of course, through the Globe and Mail, we do distribution through subscriber services as well. About 170 locations on the island and 30 and growing, of course, because we launch our big January issue in January, or our big Vancouver issue in January. So we'll be all over the mainland as well.
Is that amazing, Mary?
It's so amazing, and I have to tell you, and I know you've seen the magazine as well. It is such an amazing magazine, and when Tracy asked me if I wanted to take part, I had been offered quite a few different writing jobs in my background, television broadcasting and journalism, and I just jumped at the chance to just be at the ground floor and help with this magazine because it's so slick, it's so wonderful. It actually, like I've always said, it looks like you're leafing through the pages of Vogue. Like something that's been around.
It's beautiful.
For years, 10 years.
Mary, we got to take a quick news break here. We'll be back at the other end of the clock, and we're going to talk more about beauty, the smoky eye, and the big curls back in a few minutes.
Hi, it's Al Ferby with the latest from CFAX Santas Anonymous. Look for CFAX Santas Anonymous bear trees at local shopping centers like Uptown, Mayfair, West Shore Town Center, the Bay Center, and Hillside Shopping Center. You can also help by dropping off your empties at any Bottle Depot location.
Give to CFAX Santas Anonymous. Join us for Miracle on Broad Street, Friday, December 13th from CFAX 1070.
Let's go.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. Well, Santa Claus is expected to make an appearance in Greater Victoria tonight as holiday convoys set out on both land and water. The annual Truck Light Convoy departs from Ogden Point at 5:45 tonight and slowly trots toward Western Speedway. The convoy is expected to arrive in Langford between 8:15 and 8:30 tonight. As the truck convoy passes Government Street tonight, the lighted ship parade will get underway. That's scheduled to start at 7 o'clock tonight in the Inner Harbor and will be accompanied by a Christmas market at Ship Point from 5 to 9. It is official ahead of Monday's deadline. The organizers of the Sensible BC petition to force a referendum on marijuana legalization in BC say they have failed. Shane Woodford has the story.
Dana Larson says while they continue to gather signatures through the weekend, they will be about 100,000 signees short of what was required. Larson put some of the blame on the process itself.
Well, it's an incredibly challenging process. I mean, British Columbia's referendum system is not designed to be accessible. If we've been operating under the rules of Washington or Colorado or pretty much any referendum system in the world, we would have been able to get on the ballot. In British Columbia, it's exceedingly difficult.
However, he says Sensible BC is not dead yet and will spend some time doing a post-mortem on their effort before trying again in a year or two. They've also put their Canna bus up for sale on eBay, price $25,000. Shane Woodford, Vancouver.
Doctors are describing a major advance against leukemia and other blood cancers. They say an experimental treatment, gene therapy, is giving strikingly high success rates. Doctors have performed tests on more than 120 patients with various types of leukemia, lymphoma, and other blood and bone marrow cancers. The treatment involves removing certain white blood cells, altering them in a lab, and returning them to the patient. And these days, tourists aren't the only ones with cameras on Parliament Hill. The RCMP has added new 134 video cameras in a bid to boost security at the home of the federal government.
The new video cameras have been added near pedestrian entrances and a vehicle screening facility along Wellington Street, the boulevard in front of the Parliament buildings. The RCMP and its Parliament Hill security partners have also bowed to the wishes of the Federal Privacy Commissioner by posting signs that read 24-hour video surveillance for the security of the grounds. The two sides have been arguing whether visitors should be advised that they're being watched by security while at the Hill. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press.
And a look at CFAX weather now. Sunny for the most part today. High of just -2. We are still at -3 degrees downtown. Clear skies tonight, low down to -9. And tomorrow a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack. On CFAX 1070.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine in the studio, and we have Mary Zilba on the line. And Mary, your new beauty line, Buff, is really nice. Tracy was saying she was wearing it. It's doing really well. Tell us about your products.
Well, we basically started just with 5 basic products that address every area of the face. So we've got, and it's very natural looking. It's kind of my whole kind of routine with makeup. It's always just been less is more. And I don't even really know how to do like stage makeup at all. I've just had makeup artists do it over the years because it's never really been my thing. I've always just felt that it was more appealing, especially the older you get, the less makeup you wear, because then your skin has time to breathe, and it actually, I think it highlights your face more than putting too much on, because then you notice the makeup, not the person, not the face, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, so we've got a beautiful foundation. My makeup line is called Buff Beauty, and it's BUFF, and we have a beautiful foundation that's very sheer and dewy. I really am a fan of the dewy look, and I think that kind of emollient look is very pretty on the skin, and you can always powder it down if you think it's a little bit too shiny. But we've got a base foundation, and then a product called Cheek Talk, which is actually it's a blush and a lip color. Mm-hmm. So it's a cream. It's a cream. You can use it on your cheeks so it sinks in. It doesn't sit on top. So it looks really natural. And then you can also use the color as just like a really basic, the stain, a lip stain. So it just looks like a natural color of lips. And then we've got a eye brightener just to brighten the eyes, and a pencil. and a wonderful, yummy, vanilla, light pinkish color of a lip gloss that just looks very nude.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, so let's take us through some of those products, and we're going to go out and say we're in our 40s, 50s, whatever. Sometimes you don't want to add too much stuff, right, because either the eye or the mouth, you want to make sure it's not too bold. Tell us about how to apply the nude lip, the smoky eye, and to make it look, you know, festive but not overdone.
Tracy, I'll let you take that one.
So I think one of the trends for this season is the smoky eye continues to be hot every year. But I think this year we're seeing a really subdued version, which I think is one of the reasons why products like Mary's is doing so well. Mm. And so instead of doing it with the smoky grays and the charcoals, it's really on trend this year to start using perhaps more of like an amber, like the amber browns and the richer saturated, I was going to say beige, but I don't mean beige, sort of the sandalwood tones.
Okay.
The taupey tones, yes. And one of the nice things with Buff Beauty is my favorite is the eyeliner. It goes on like silk, and it's very natural looking, and the one that I have is sort of a browny black color. So
yeah, that's our main color.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. Kind of, and it does. It's not overdone. It gives you that natural pop that you need, and I think that that's really where we're going. And if you pair that with a nude lip, it's stunning, really on a natural level, very, very stunning.
And a couple of tips, too, when you're putting on the eyeshadow, you know, you always want to make sure you put on some loose powder below the eye to absorb any
stuff
that flex.
Yes, absolutely.
And what was the other thing?
And the highlighter on the brow bone, I think, especially if you're over 30, is always a good tip. It sort of keeps your eyes up, keeps them brightened, and just sort of gives you that youthful look as well, that your eyes are wide open.
And the other thing is, which I was a makeup artist, huge, is eyebrow.
Oh,
make sure you do your eyebrows, yes. The frame of your face.
Yes,
absolutely.
Are taking center stage again.
Eyebrows
too.
Are huge. The kids are drawing them in again. Remember in the day when we used to pluck them? Like they were gone. They're like a big.
I actually do remember that.
Oh, wow.
The 70s
so
were really bad for that.
I was the one who all the. Everybody came to me for that, you know, for the plucking. Oh, sorry, everybody. I did you wrong. And at a certain age, they don't grow back.
Oh,
so,
they don't.
But you can fill them in, right, Mary? So many ways now with fine pencils and everything else that you can make them look natural.
Absolutely, and even our eyeliner in Buff, it actually doubles as a eyebrow pencil as well. Yeah. I don't know if you need that, Tracy, but yeah.
I didn't, but I'll try it.
Yeah, and with the eyeliner too, go halfway and then the other half because it's easier
it
than doing the whole eye.
It is always easier. You don't look like a drunk putting on your makeup.
But there's so many wonderful products out for the eyebrows right now. In fact, I kind of shop around just to kind of look and see what's out there, and I did get a gel eyeliner, like a pencil that's a gel, and it works really well. So there's a lot of different products out there, powders, everything, mm-hmm. but I think the brows definitely, I think it makes a person look younger when they have thicker brows because let's say that when you're younger, you have brows.
That's true.
They have everything.
They do. They do, those girls.
And then, Tracy, another point she was making, Mary, is about the hair. You know, we're kind of getting the big curls again, sort of the 40s look, and you've got a great head of hair. You know, some people might have shorter hair. Can you still kind of do that curly look with a shoulder length hair?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many tools out right now, too. I mean, a lot of people are using the flat iron to do the curling. Mm-hmm. Now, I still don't have this down yet. But the curling, the big barrel curling irons, you know, you can use your round brush when you're blow drying. But everybody can get a little bit of curl in there. In fact, I have to attend a 70s party tonight. So I was looking through old photographs of, you know, 70s hair. And that's what they used to do. So it almost seems like that hairdo is coming back into style.
It absolutely,
well,
is.
I don't know what that was like, of course, but no.
Well, Farrah Fawcett, right?
I do know. Absolutely. What do you use in your hair to keep it set? Do you use hairspray, or what's your go-to to?
You know what?
It?
I don't use hairspray because my hair is so thick. I have one thing. I was, blessed with thick hair, and I used to never like it back in the day. But now I'm feeling really lucky that I have thick hair. But no, I don't use too much hairspray. It pretty much stays where I put.
Back in the day, we used to do the Farrah Fawcett sausage rolls, and then we'd use final net.
Oh, final net.
Spray it. And
I used to buy it by the case. Yeah, I had the Chaka Khan hair.
You know, they still use
it in
your puss or your
purse. Yeah. Oh, it was awful.
Oh, gosh. Mary Zolba, it's been great talking to you. I hope you'll come back again so we can talk about January, kind of the stuff that, you know, we need to look at for the new year. Tracy and I were talking about maybe some different treatments we can do that are, you know, not highly invasive, but, you know.
Yeah, for the over 40 crowd.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to anytime. I mean, I get asked so many times, like, what I use on my skin, what I'm, you know, what makeup I'm using. So many people are curious, and I think there's a lot of women that are reaching out for a little bit of assistance and help. And you know, I do encourage them to get Niche Magazine and check out what's been written in there and all of the things that, you know, they're very on par with trends and things that are happening. And my column, of course, is it's a surprise each and every time I write it.
It absolutely is. It's always a joy to read.
And there's lots of great messages you're sending out there. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
And happy birthday when it happens. Take care. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Tracy about fashion. And then Colin and Justin will be joining us back in a minute.
We were dropping off food hampers at a local charity. I saw a young man leaving the building, head down, hands in his pockets. They had just turned this young man away, as they had nothing left on the shelves. At that moment, I stopped to think how lonely he must have felt, and how do you go home and tell your children there will be no Christmas this year? My name is Dan Derringer, CFAX Santa's Anonymous President, and this is my miracle moment.
Create your miracle moment. Donate to CFAX Santa's Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com. Now. CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
If you're headed downtown today, come and stop by Centennial Square for the pop-up holiday market we have going on here. We have a bunch of local artisans. We have food, music, hot drinks, and lots of local handcrafted goods. So if you're in the holiday shopping mode today, come on by. You can rest your feet on the holiday Ferris wheel. You can get some great gifts as well. The pop-up market is on every weekend till December 22nd, and it runs from noon till 5. And while you're downtown, you can come and take advantage of the free horse-drawn trolley rides circulating our downtown core. You can take a break, take in all the sights and sounds of Christmas in Victoria. Those rides are happening every weekend till Christmas, and it's a great way to get around downtown. For more events happening in the city, you can head to CFAX1070.com. Until then, my name is Wesley, and that is it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
The fall blowout is on now at Dodds Furniture and Mattress. Right now, do not pay until January 2015. Dodds Furniture has the largest Serta and Simmons mattress gallery on the island, with over 50 beds to choose from. Like a made-in-BC six-piece solid wood bedroom suite for only $13.98, or a made-in-BC three-piece sofa, love seat, and chair set for only $15.98. Dodds Furniture, get blown away at 715 Finlayson and doddsfurniture.com.
Welcome back to Talk Radio. We're talking savings. You want them, and Save-On Foods has them. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I need help. They're eating us out of house and home.
Ah, right, teens. I feel your pain.
Not my teens. My husband and his hockey buddies.
Well, not to worry. With over 1,000 more rewards offers in store every week, you can earn enough points to head south with the girls and leave the boys in the penalty box. She scores! Save-On Foods. Talk about savings.
Thursday on CTV. Saving Hope returns with a two-part season premiere.
Clear!
A medical emergency hits close to home, and a doctor's tough decision will haunt the team forever. Start the new year with CTV's Saving Hope and the two-part season premiere that will leave you breathless. Watch Saving Hope Thursday at 6. Also on CTV.ca and on the CTV Go app.
We are back. Tracy Drake is here from Niche Magazine. Colin and Jess will be on in 1 minute. Tracy, just want to quickly talk about fashion because now it's cold out. You have three easy tips to kind of zhuzh up that jacket.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is winter hit us with a big pow in the last few days, and we don't normally get winter out here. And one of the things I talk to people about is everyone bundles up and puts on a coat, and that's sort of the end. And coats can be very unflattering if just sort of left on their own. I think three things you can do to a coat. One is belt it. Belt it is a huge trend that started in the 70s. It's making a comeback. A great belt over top of a coat is a great accessory. It really helps to take those pounds off as well, because a coat actually adds volume to your body. So it's a great way to pull that back in. Another thing is opera gloves. Leather, fabric, whatever knit, they're really awesome. And play with them. Maybe roll your sleeves up a little bit. Maybe throw a little jewelry on top of the glove. Great way to sort of bring a little bling back to your day. Nice. And if there's any time of the year that you need a statement handbag, it's in the winter time because everything else is bundled up. Your clothing is not as apparent. Find a great bag. And one of the tips that I give is that if you're looking to sort of bulk down a little bit, go for a great clutch, an oversized clutch. The envelope clutch is big this season. Pick a bold color or a pattern and make it work.
That can be your color.
Yes, absolutely.
And houndstooth.
I have such a crush on houndstooth right now, and it's everywhere. It's in the stores. It's for fashion. It's in homes. I just bought a great pair of Missoni heels, and they're actually done in black and white. Oh, they're beautiful. They're houndstooth, and they're sort of a wool blend. They're amazing. So also in the home, I mean, it's just one of those patterns that works really well.
Never
and
goes
it's,
away.
And it's back with a vengeance this season. So I'm
we
happy to
see
that. We had
a kind of laugh, too, today because we came in, and I got black boots, black pants. I know. A great top. We're like the twins.
We are. And rocking it.
High five, sister. Two of our favorite people are here.
Absolutely.
They're in your magazine every month. Colin and Justin, the fab duo designers, TV show hosts. They've got a product line at Winners and HomeSense. How are you guys?
We like it. I just say high five, sister.
High five.
Good, actually. Yeah, really, really good. Just getting ourselves ready for Christmas. We've just put our tree up. We've had our first big Christmas dinner party. We're really getting into the vibe, really getting our baubles out and sparkling and spangling.
Oh. I would love to come to one of your parties. I bet you guys are the best hosts.
They're carnage. Arden, and I've got to say, we love it. Oh, you know, the thing is, we always try and do little kind of like special touches to our dinner parties as well, you know, and try and make them personal. You know, one of the things that we do is we actually ask all of our guests to send us their favorite song. So we get people to send us their favorite song, and then we'll download them onto that from iTunes, and we'll do a party list. And that way that everyone who's there gets a chance when their favorite song comes on. So you actually get your guests to design the music to your party. And it's just little personal things that, you know, that include your guests, make it feel really special.
Do you guys have dance parties too? Like by the end of the night, do you have a dance party?
Every day in the life
of the love it.
There's rarely a time when we are not bobbing around in our Cuban heels going absolutely crazy. It's like Grey Gardens at our house. Because we really like to personalize our parties. I mean, Colin touched on the music, but we always do a goodie bag, always. And we personalize the goodie bag each chair to that guest. So we know our guests' favorite perfumes. We'll go and get some samples from the local department store. We know what they like in the way of chocolate and candy. We'll find a book that we know that they're going to really love. And then we'll put a lottery ticket in there as well. And who knows? You never know. You might actually make a multimillionaire over the dinner party.
I don't like that idea much because it would really drive me nuts if they won.
Well, you have to really work out with your friends beforehand and make sure that you agree to split any winnings. Exactly. Maybe you have a disclaimer on it.
Yeah, sign here.
Yeah, exactly. I love a bit of that. Thank you very much.
Now, I know you guys like the bar cart too. You know, I know in the Niche magazine article with entertaining to kind of the Mad Men, but a little bit relaxed, though. You don't want to be too uptight that you have to dress too fancy, but a little bit of glamour with the evening.
Well, you know, exactly. You know, we're very, very fortunate that the lovely people like at HomeSense and Winners, they carry Colin and Justin bar collections. And we've actually designed a lot of really classic kind of 50s and another kind of hint of the kind of Raffles Motel, you know, really kind of like well-traveled, beautiful pieces that are not just for Christmas, you know. And I think this is the best time to invest in some great barware because the shops are full of it. But why not continue that party spirit throughout the year, you know, so have classic pieces. Nothing that's too gimmicky, nothing too festive, but beautiful kind of like classic, well, glamoured pieces that will last you all year.
You know what's interesting, Tracy, when we talk and the same as what you put out in life, is that people like Colin and Justin, Mary and yourself, that enjoy life. And it comes out in what they do. Like, it's just joyful hearing these guys because you really make the most of not just Christmas, but every day.
They definitely do. And I think that that's one of the reasons why they're so great for Niche, because they're joie de vivre in terms of living life every day. And you're right. I mean, I sort of have that mentality as well, that you sort of seize the day, make the best day. Why do you need a special occasion to dress up and have a dinner party? You don't. You could do it every day. And I think that they do that better than anyone.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, we do do our absolute best. I mean, every day in our home when people come in is a party. And it's so important that you make your environment as fabulous as it possibly can be. We go out of our way to decorate, but we just read a really fascinating survey, which was put together by Claritin, the pharmaceutical company. And it turns out that the Christmas period and the holiday period is actually a really huge time for people to have allergies in the home. So we make sure that when we're putting our Christmas trees up, we get rid of the pollen by washing them outdoors first of all. We make sure that we're as dust-free as we possibly can in every aspect of Christmas decorating. Mold, you know, it's something that's on your Christmas tree, and if you don't get all those things off before you decorate, then you're not going to have a really healthy Christmas. It's so important. I really advise everybody to check the website of Claritin. It's claritin.ca, and familiarize themselves with what you can do to make your home environment absolutely spectacular for Christmas and clear and pure with air.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of that. Guys, we're going to come back in 2 minutes and talk more about color trends for the season.
Firelight danced on the Christmas tree star, and the shadows leapt in time. Tinkling bells joined in the dance along with the Christmas chimes. Magic swirled to a soldier's drama, a soldier made of wood, and even the silence joined right in. Ah, it was wonderful. It was good. People slept, but not the tree or the hearth where shadows cast, twirling, swirling shades of joy that the night knew could not last. For memory crouched by the fireside, collecting fleeting things of times before that could not last, of times that laugh and sing, of yesterday that could not stay, of stories wrapped in joy once upon so long ago when I was a little boy. So dance on, memory, weave your web. I salute you near or far, and bathe your night in crystal light in the shade of a guiding star. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
It Feels Like Christmas is brought to you by Harbord Insurance.
What's that you got there?
Well, I just got my home insurance renewal. It seems pretty high.
Could be. I checked mine out a couple of years ago and found I could get great coverage for quite a bit less money, so I switched.
Who'd you switch to?
To Harbord. They're the home insurance people.
The home insurance people, eh? I think I'll give them a call.
Before you renew your home insurance this year, talk with Harbord. That's H-A-R-B-O-R-D. They're the home insurance people. Check the white pages or harbordinsurance.com for office phone numbers.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
We are back with Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine and Colin and Justin, of course, who we know well, who have many TV shows and everything else, designers and product line. Tracy was mentioning to me that you are a good friend of someone very important who died this past week, Nelson Mandela. Can you share a story about how you know him and how he affected your life?
It's been such a bizarre week, hasn't it? You know, and it's kind of strange how you run into people. You know, we're very, very lucky to get to travel quite a bit. And a few years ago, we were on the beautiful island of Mauritius, and we were staying at a really nice hotel there. And it had a kind of villa attached to the hotel that didn't have, like, gates all around. It didn't have its own security. It was just sitting on the beach next to this hotel. And after breakfast, Justin and I would go for a power walk down the beach, and that we noticed that there was a man in the garden of this villa. So he waved over, and we waved back. There was quite a bit of distance between us, and we thought nothing of it. So then the next day, we were walking down the beach, and this same fellow was standing there, and he waved over again, and we waved back. And on the third day, it just happened that we were a little bit closer to the house than we had been before, without even thinking. And this fellow came out and put his hand out and said, "Good morning, are you enjoying your vacation?" And we were absolutely gobsmacked. For once, Justin and I were silent, and we looked at each other. And there was Nelson Mandela on vacation on the beach. And
He was adorable. He was absolutely incredible. And you know that sometimes, you know sometimes when you go to a gallery and you see a piece of art and it has its own silence, you know, you become so kind of like, I don't know, enveloped in its beauty and so captured. When he spoke, it was like everything else went into kind of silence. He had his own incredible air and he just drew you in. It was a really humbling, amazing experience to meet him.
We'll never ever forget it. It really impacted so heavily on our life. And we spoke to Nelson Mandela every day on holiday for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes every morning as we did our stroll. And he was so incredibly genuine and so humble. And he's not one of those people that went out of his way to court celebrity or fame or to find himself in the pages of newspapers. Quite the opposite. He devoted 27 years of his life, where he lost 27 years of his life, to fight for the rights of other people. And I'll never, ever forget that. And we absolutely salute Nelson Mandela and all he stands for. And we remember him so, so fondly from our fortnight in the Indian Ocean.
Well, thank you for that story. And I think, Tracy, like you said on your website, I think if we can all do something to leave this world a little better, even if that's like today, having a good laugh. I mean, it's really helping people, especially this time of year, if we can reach out and help another person.
I agree. And I think if we can impact one person every day, that it's our job to leave the world a better place than we found it. And sometimes that's in the form of laughter, and other times it's in the form of fashion and good home design, and other times it's a little more profound. And I think all of it comes together to make one amazing life.
Very well put. Wow. We're going to switch gears here. And just before we close the show, just talk about some color trends. I know you guys have your product line at HomeSense and Winners. And, you know, I know you have a cabin. I know you have your Toronto place and you also go to Scotland. So you have different looks for each thing, I'm sure, the country look. And what are your kind of favorite color trends this year for decorating?
Okay, we have really different looks for everywhere. The cabin that we have in Muskoka, everything's really woody toned and low key and lots of grey, and just it's very real. It doesn't feel like it's been contrived or put together in any way. In actual fact, we have a brand new show which we've kind of hooked around the cabin. It's called Colin and Johnson's Cabin Pressure. It's on the Cottage Life Network in the spring. So you'll see our colours there. In our Toronto condo, we're very Teutonic and almost Bauhaus in some ways, very black and white and monochrome. Mm. In our Glasgow house, we have lots of heathers and lots of lilac tones. But the colours to watch for next year, without a doubt, are blues. Blue is spectacularly important. We have big indigos, blue and navy shades, even light blues, washy blues, aquas. They're the palettes that we're really using.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, hot news for 2014 is that people have been kind of pushed into the corner at the moment, haven't they? You think, are you a kind of brown tone person with beiges, or do you want to go for the new grey tone and get some monochromes in there? Hot news is that you can do both. You know, so we've been mixing a lot of black and brown, bringing in a lot of kind of like warmer brown tones in with grey, and then using like another colour, just as you would with fashion, you know, like an accessory colour to make that pop, you know. So if you're worried about the transition from good old beige and you want to get into grey tones, there are going to be great ways to mix it in 2014.
Well, great ideas here. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing all your friends with you.
Mary, well, thank Zilba. You for having the Niche Brood.
It's been awesome. Colin, Justin, I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family if you're in Toronto or Scotland. And we look forward to talking to you in the new year, because you're just great people.
Oh, sure. Same to everybody there as well. Very, very happy Christmas from both of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a very happy Christmas to all the Niche readers as well, who give us loads of great feedback on Twitter, so thank you.
You are welcome. Now, as I close out the show, I just want to thank say congratulations to Mount Doug Rams AAA varsity football team. My son Sheldon's on that. They're number one ranked in Canada. They won their third straight BC title last week at BC Place. It's all volunteer coaches, parents who do this in the school. I'm very proud of this team and these kids. Thank you, TJ. You did some help with the team. Congratulations, guys. Well done.
Congrats.
Well done. One team, one goal. Till we meet again, get out there, you guys, and enjoy yourself.